Isn't that booth before?
The speaker.
Hi, Michelle. This is Sarah. How are you?
All right.
Good. I just wanted to let you know, I know that you were told that Katie was going to be working with you. Unfortunately, she was unable to meet the requirements to complete her employment. So I do have another caregiver for you, and I'm trying to get her on the phone to speak with you. Her name is Carnesta, and I am going to send you her phone number as well. But I am trying to work out to do a quick phone call with you guys, but for some reason I can't get her on the phone. I'm texting with her fine, and she said I can call her, but every time I try to call her, it goes to her voicemail. So give me a little bit. I'm still in the office. I'm getting ready to head home. When I get home, I'm going to connect you guys, okay?
Is Katie going to be working with me next week?
No, no. This is going to be your permanent weekend caregiver.
Okay, doesn't want to work with me for some reason?
No, Katie is not hireable right now. She did not complete her requirements. And she needs she needs to do a different background check.
Oh, something with background's not in my business. I just want to know.
Yeah, no. She doesn't have 2-year proof of residency, and she needs to get fingerprints done, but she never told us that, and we kept asking her, and she couldn't find anything, and it takes like 3 weeks to get the results of that kind of background check back, but it's unfortunately a state requirement.
So in other words, she could still be my age maybe a couple months from now?
Yeah. I just feel like Carnesta, though. She's a nice girl.
How long has she been working with your agency, Carnesta? How long?
She's been with us for a while. Maybe, I honestly don't know, but she's been working with us. Let me see.
Hey, Carnesta, your name? I'm sorry. Is Sabora going to be with me every Friday or just this Friday?
No, just this Friday. Mason's working with you Monday through Friday. And then Carnesta's going to be working with you Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. So I won't see you anymore. But you could be a backup for me when she doesn't show up on a Friday.
Anytime you need any kind of staffing, I can go to Sabora and see if she has availability in her schedule. That's not a problem.
She said she could work with me. And it's not like she don't like me, you know?
No, I know. I know. All right. I have her on the phone. Hold on. I'm going to get her connected. Hold on.
You don't like me. You don't.
All right, Michelle, I have Carnesta on the phone. You guys can speak, introduce yourself, and
okay.
She's going to be working with you Saturdays and Sundays from 9 to 6. All right, so go ahead.
Okay. That'll be fine.
Hello, Michelle.
Say your name, Carnesta?
Yeah, Carnesta.
Could you spell that for me, please, stop, baby?
C-A-R.
Yes.
N-E-S.
N-E-S.
T-A, yep.
T-A or T-A?
T like Tony.
Oh, T as in Tony, A. What's your last name, Bobby?
Roland, R-O-W.
L-A-N-D?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Roland. So I ask you your age, you don't have to tell me, but I have to know if you're 19 or you're more mature?
No, I'm 25.
Oh, so I had a 19-year-old, and she was on the phone and all the time cursing and stuff like that. She said, that's the way the young girls talk, and disrespectful. I'm a born-again Christian. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. Are you born again also? You don't have to tell me. I'm just curious.
I am definitely Christian.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm definitely born again.
Yeah, because they said the Muslims drivers are here, and I don't get along with them, but they don't like the Christians, and they pray five times and take away my time. I can't, what is the music when they pray five times in the Ramadan, whatever they do? I don't understand all that.
Yeah.
You know? I can't share the word or anything like that with about David, Jeremiah, and Charles Stanley, and Lion of Judah, and Grace for Purpose, you know, stuff like that. We're living the last day. I don't want to go into details of it, because we could talk when you get here, because I'm a talker. I'd like to learn new things. You like to learn new things?
Me too. Yeah.
That's wonderful. We'll get along. Wonderful.
All right, Michelle. So is there anything she needs to know about getting into your home? I believe you said
yes.
That they need to go around to the back door.
She's got to get to the back. And when she comes in, she's got to take her shoes off. Because I don't want any dirt from the outside on my rug, because I eat the food falls on the floor. I eat the food, a little piece of food falls on the floor. I don't get any germs. Other than that, you could leave the door open. You call when you're on your way, okay? So,
all right, so
okay.
I'm going to text over her phone number, your phone number to her.
Can
okay.
I have her phone?
Mm-hmm. Is that okay, Carnesta?
Yes.
Okay, that's 267
551-9830. You know how to cook, baby?
Yes.
Can I ask
this? She said yes.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yes, I cook real good.
You know how to cook?
Yes, I know how to cook very well.
Okay. You know, when I take a shower, you could blow dry my hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how to do all that? Okay,
yeah.
We go over all that when you get here. I'm sure we'll get
okay.
Real good.
All right, guys.
It sounds like I can't wait to meet you tomorrow.
Can I ask you one other question? I don't want to take away your time. Do you drive?
No.
Oh,
Michelle, we've already acknowledged she's not allowed to drive. We don't allow our caregivers to drive with patients either.
All right, I just wonder how long it's going to take her to get here. If she drives, you know, she might get her.
Oh, no, you live in my neighborhood.
Oh, do I really? You don't have to tell me your address.
Yeah, I live right there at Bustleton and the Boulevard.
But it shouldn't take you too long to get here.
Right.
What?
I just want to ask a question. Do you have any children, Bobby? Do you have any children?
Oh, yes. I have a 2-year-old son.
Oh, that's wonderful. But there's somebody to take care of him, right?
Yes. His father.
Okay, that'll be fine. So I'll see you tomorrow then, right?
Yep, right and early.
Yeah, you'll be here on time. You call when you're on your way. I have two phones. I'll give you both phone numbers, okay?
Okay.
You want the phone numbers?
Yeah, I'll text it to you, Carnesta, so don't worry about writing
right.
It down.
You should have both phone numbers.
Yeah,
right,
let me make sure I have the right numbers. I have the one I just called you on, and then I have a 215-613-8010. Is that correct?
I don't know. I have to check. I don't You want me to go my contacts and check?
No, it's all right. She's going to have at least one phone number, so when we'll confirm everything when she gets there tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Michelle.
I just wonder, how tall are you?
How tall?
Yes.
I'm 5'4" and a half.
I think you'll be able to reach my cabinets. I can't reach I'm only 5 foot, and I can't reach my cabinets. They're up in the air.
Okay.
Yes.
My mom used me for her cabinets all the time. I definitely can reach the shelf.
All right, I can't wait to meet you, though, baby.
All right. Well, thank you, Michelle, and I'm sorry for the delayed information. So, but I wanted to make sure I have someone out to you for this weekend. All right.
Okay. That'd be fine.
All right. We'll talk soon. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.